Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can do make all this world seem right.
We're back. It's 12 after.
Only you.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I'm excited about having Andrea March on the show. Andrea is a new friend. She's co-founder of the Women's Leadership Exchange, and this is her second year to attend this conference, as it is mine. Andrea, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you for being here. It's good to have you here. What do you think about this conference?
Oh, I think it's fabulous. Anytime you have women like this, in one room, one area, with inspirational speakers, and it's just a fabulous, fabulous event.
I don't see any unhappy faces.
Well, when women get together, there's no unhappy faces.
Well, and I like these odds, as a guy.
Oh, you're doing well here, Jim.
Can't beat the odds.
Oh, absolutely.
All these beautiful women and me. And so this is your month, isn't it?
Yes,
March.
I love
Andrea
March.
March.
Yes,
March is your month.
And it's just the beginning. I hate the end.
Well, and of course, and as you may know, this is Women History Month.
Yes. Yes, I didn't pick it for that reason, but they picked me.
Well, this is a great time to be talking about this.
Yes.
Tell us about your organization.
Well, Women's Leadership Exchange is a series of conferences held across the United States. We're in New York, Chicago, Dallas, Southern California, and Atlanta. And it's for women-owned businesses of about 400,000 to 25 million to take their business to the next level. And similar to Office Depot, it's a one-day, 12-hour inspiration and interesting educational experience. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, and I think that in the Office Depot we found the same experience, women of like business interests, women who have sets of problems and challenges because their businesses are over 500,000, meet other women.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're having similar experiences at the level that they are in with the evolution of their company.
True. And, it's really very not easy for women to meet women like themselves
right.
So busy growing their business.
Right. Yeah, that happens to every small business owner. We have a tendency to be cavemen and women, don't we? We're so busy making payroll that the worst of it, and this is what I like about what you're doing, the worst of it is, in my opinion, is we get so in our caves that we start believing that the things that are happening to us, the things that are going wrong, the things that frighten us, are only happening to us. And it must be because we're not smart enough or something. Isn't that? Do you see that?
Absolutely. We're just sitting behind a desk dealing with our problems, and we don't see the outside world. But actually, solutions, connections, and magic happens. When women get together and you have 700 women, you're bound to find at least three or four women who could help you, and you could help them.
Right. Well, and the thing is that could happen any time. What we've got to do is we've got to take the opportunity. Now, one of the things that I know that women are better at than guys. Now, guys, we do some things that are good, but there's one thing that women do better than we do. They network better than we do. They reach out to others as better than we do. You're just better at that. And I think it's because of our ego.
No, I don't know how men, relate to one another. I'm only familiar with women. But I think that there's some kind of hunger for a companionship and for people who understand our challenges and our problems. Women open up more freely.
Well, when women are frightened about something, they don't mind telling another woman they're frightened about it. Guys are not as much like that.
Yeah, I think that is a major difference because women welcome the fact that someone else could help them.
Right.
They understand that. Mm-hmm. But you have to be around women who have your same problem set.
Right, exactly. What you're saying is someone with $1 million in revenue, they built their business to $1 million in revenue, needs to be talking to someone who's at $1.2 million, maybe, and not someone who's a startup, for example.
It depends.
Unless they're mentoring.
Yes, because sometimes people have different sets of problems at different revenue levels.
Mm-hmm.
But it's maintaining a staff.
Right.
Hiring the right person.
Getting the capital you need.
Right, getting the capital, how they went about it.
Right.
And women who have business revenues of $1 million, may have approached it a different way. Mm-hmm. And you can learn from that. And women are very open to that. I think that's something that's very positive about us.
Right. So talk to us about what goes on in one of your conferences.
Well, it's a long day, and the women hate to leave. We have to throw them out. But what we do is really, it's a formula for women to really try to get the knowledge and the tools and the skills to take their business to the next level while they're connecting with other women who have similar challenges, and to learn from them and to leave the conference refreshed with new connections. And it's a transformational day.
You have speakers who come in and trainers and that sort of thing?
Yes, we have keynotes. Judy George, the CEO of Domain Furniture. Women who have had their ups and downs, who have picked themselves up, fallen down, picked themselves up again. And women see that this is, you know, something that they can do too. They can relate to. So there's an inspirational keynote.
Do you ever have a token guy speak to the group like
this? We let men in.
You do? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We
you don't discriminate
them.
Too much.
No.
Just a little bit.
In fact, it's nice to have. It's good to have a man around.
That can be handy. Isn't there a song about that somewhere?
Well, you know, actually, we welcome men, but really the women really do relate. Men are smart if they come. But it's really,
well,
you know.
Well, see, I
women.
Come to these things just to see what you gals are up to.
Well, we'll have to behave then. But we have Gloria Steinem, and in New York we had Jane Fonda, Governor Ann Richards. So these are women who really have achieved and women look up to.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have three sets of seminars throughout the day. And starting in 2005... The theme is profitability in the morning, and then afternoon is transformation. And we have an interactive information center. And, of course, you know, we couldn't do the conferences without our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And Open the Small Business from American Express is our presenting sponsor. And we have sponsors like Office Depot.
Right.
IBM. Microsoft.
IBM is also one of my sponsors.
Yes, and you know...
They care about small business, don't they, these companies?
You know, it is so important for women to understand that there are many corporations out there, but only a handful really do support women-owned businesses.
Who get it about small businesses at all.
Right.
Stand by, Andrea. We're going to take a quick break. We have to sell some things.
Okay.
We're going to be right back with our new friend, Andrea March. She's the co-founder of the Women's Leadership Exchange. When we come back, I'm going to get Andrea to tell us about what she's learned from the women instead of what they've learned from her. 20 after. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasting-Game, the small business advocate, broadcasting live from Boca Raton, Florida, at the Office Depot Success Strategies for Businesswomen Conference. We're visiting with our new friend, Andrea March. She's co-founder of the Women's Leadership Exchange. Andrea, give us your website, please.
Yes, it's www.womensleadershipexchange.com.
And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, I think you're going to find a very exciting array of what we have ahead of us. There is going to be...
The 2005 schedule's there?
Absolutely. We have a robust program, and it's outlined there. The agenda is there.
How many conferences this year?
We do five a year.
Five a year.
And we actually have a business spa retreat coming up at the Boulders.
Is that right?
In Arizona, where I call it Fantasy Island, where 70 women, business women, gather. And we just have a great time.
Wow.
So it's going to be May 18th to the 22nd.
And I haven't been invited to that yet, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm hoping any minute that I will be.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. You can definitely come.
I need to come and broadcast it then.
Well, maybe we'll get more women if you come.
I think that would be... that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, that's good.
Andrea, what do you learn from the women who attend your conference?
Well, I think that we learn that they hunger. They hunger for connecting with other women. They, as you had mentioned before, enjoy meeting people who have the same challenges, the problem sets, being able to say, hey, listen, I can't do this alone. You know, I have a problem maintaining my staff. How did you get access to capital? This is information gathering. In addition to the educational seminars, the women solve their own problems. And basically, I think what's very important is relationships are forged and business is being done. And that's something, you know, really very special because when someone comes to Women's Leadership Exchange, we say to them, we give you permission to network. We give you permission to meet other women and say, hey, what can I do for you? Meet three women that you can help, and then meet three women who could help you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's the important part of Women's Leadership Exchange. It's a new women's network. We have an online directory of all the women across the United States who are key holders. That's our attendees.
Online directory.
An online directory where a woman can say, hey, I'm going to Dallas. I need a lawyer. I'm going to Chicago.
See, they're transferring. They're moving their business.
Right, or they mm-hmm. they're doing business mm-hmm. in that city. And another situation is that women...
That's a great program.
Well, it's great because it's the new women's network.
Mm-hmm.
Women can reach each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited about it.
Guys, this is starting to sound a little dangerous. We better watch out here. Now, seriously, what about capitalization? What are women telling you about getting capital?
Well, you know, that's a serious problem because, first of all, they don't know where to go. Sometimes they're turned down by the banks. And, you know, we're having a program at all of our Women's Leadership Exchange called Make Mine a Million,
mm-hmm.
Where women who can't access capital through the usual ways, Count Me In, does provide that for
right.
women. So
we just had Nell Merlino on for she's been on probably half a dozen times before.
Well, Nell is fabulous,
right.
And so is Count Me In. And,
mm-hmm.
and actually this program of Make Mine a Million is such an opportunity for women to really get a head start and grow their businesses. We really want to see more women have businesses over $1 million. There's 10.6 million women own businesses in the United States, and only 300,000 of them have over $1 million. You know, Women's Leadership Exchange wants to change that figure. Our goal is a million at a million.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do it one at a time, and that's why coming to Office Depot, of course, my conference, Women's Leadership Exchange, and Make Mine a Million, our new program, we're hoping to achieve that.
Well, it's very exciting to me to meet all the different organizations that are devoted to helping women develop their businesses. As you know, as the small business advocate, I want all small business owners to be successful. I want them to be healthy and happy and have a maximum opportunity to be successful, whether that be men or women. But women have been behind the curve in terms of developing businesses historically. And, you know, we've got some great pioneers like William Vernon, who's going to be on in just a few minutes. But they were unique in their day, so to speak. And they, as Maya Angelou said Sunday night, you know, we should look back and thank women like Lillian Vernon. But today, there are a lot more resources, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. And you just have to take advantage of it. And I think that, you know, starting out by hearing other people's mistakes,
mm-hmm.
Benefiting from it. You know, I'm an entrepreneur myself.
Mm-hmm.
I started this because I realize, you know, what I need. I'm my attendee.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that once a woman comes to it, they'll really understand that they should belong to organizations across the year. They should be reinforced.
The local chambers of commerce
and
any kind of a professional organization in their community.
Absolutely.
Reaching out to these people.
Right.
You never know where the next inspiration or business is going to come from.
That's why life's so exciting.
Okay. Andrea, we have to wrap it up, but I've enjoyed visiting with you. Will you keep up with us and let us know how you guys are doing?
Absolutely.
I hope we stay in touch.
Thank you very much.
And I'm looking forward to this thing in Arizona, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Us your website one more time.
It's Women's, WOMENS, leadershipexchange.com.
All right. Thanks, Andrea. Good job.
Thank you.
Got to take a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to miss this. You're not going to want to miss this. Lillian Vernon is going to be here. You've met her son on the show before. Fred Hochberg. Well, Lillian Vernon is here. She's a pioneer. Stay with me. 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.